Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Philadelphia. It is nighttime. It's flipping freezing. In case you look at my face and go, man, Miller looks cold. He is cold. And look, it's a very interesting smackdown, ups and downs, because here's the deal. You know what tomorrow's going to be like for WrestleMania if you're watching this when it goes live, or Saturday, I should say. Sunday will be the same. Well, at least we hope so. Maybe everyone's done with me, like my own parents, which I totally understand. But today, given the madness, we thought we'd come out here. Look, it's completely quiet and it's completely dead because people are actually still watching the Hall of Fame. But because we have videos to do, like, man, we're going to have to just go and get content made, which is the curse. But for all those people that hate this time of year and message me going, oh, no, it's WrestleMania time. Miller's going to be all of those goobers. There's no goobers, apart from me, the one goober. But we're still going to up those downs. I said this on the other video we did too. This is one of my favorite SmackDown go-home shows in at least 3 years. And it's a weird thing to say, but obviously we've been coming the last 2 years. And for whatever reason, WWE decided we'd do all our big angles on Monday night for Raw, and then we'll get to SmackDown, and it'll be video packages, then we'll have a little thing here and there. This one felt like, okay, we're not going to do any sort of super serious mega go-home angles for sort of the top main event stuff, but we'll make sure that other things that need a little bit of maybe extra oomph get it. So, what do we start with? Hello, my friend. How you doing, dude?
Sure.
How you doing, dude? Give me a fist bump. Boom.
Yeah, dude. I love you, bro.
I love you, too. But we'll have to date first. So, I actually think, how you doing, dude? It's good. So, right, we'll bleep it out. We'll bleep it out. It's good. So, thanks, man. So, apparently, Philadelphia crowds, they just want to go home. That's how cold it is. I don't want to be in a video when I go home. But look, we start with the Kevin Owens show. Whole point is Randy Orton and Kevin Owens are now the best of friends, and they hate Logan Paul. Logan Paul turns up on the screen. We can show it. That's why it's so cool now. Look over there. There's, or is it called Lincoln Financial Field? And there, the Wells Fargo set where SmackDown was. So when you look at it that way, it's like no effort by Logan Paul whatsoever. But he is where WrestleMania is going to be. So, of course, Kevin Owens and Randy Orton being the best of friends are like, well, we're just going to go there and we're going to whoop your tookus. Now, it was the, you know, it's putting a highlight on the United States Championship, which I think is a good deal. Like, all the stuff they've been doing is fine. It's basically been, can we beat up Logan Paul? Can Kevin Owens and Randy Orton exist? But this was just a way, I would imagine, to make you think they are the best of friends, and then we'll get to Saturday or Sunday, I can't remember what day that match is on, and they're going to fall out. And I keep making this prediction every time I talk about it, but I know what videos you're watching. I really think we should keep the title on Logan Paul and have the Kevin Owens, Randy Orton feud. I'm so into that. It'll be awesome. So later on, we'll just jump forward to that now because I think it all ties in as a piece. Logan Paul turns out he's walked the 5 minutes back to the Wells Fargo Center. He thinks that Randy Orton and Kevin Owens have gone across there. Grayson Waller and Austin Theory are waiting to jump them, which I also like because they're one of the best of friends, and we should absolutely include Pretty Deadly into that trio and make it a fivesome. And, you know, surprise, surprise, Logan Paul gets beaten up by Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. They're getting on at the moment, but what's going to happen on Saturday or Sunday? They'll either hit the stun of the RKO, they'll go for the pin, the other guy will break it up, they will start to fight, and away we go. So I liked all of this. I really, really did. I thought it was entertaining. I thought it was good. It had, I don't want to call it a show-long storyline, because it was done by about halfway through, but there is something to this match. I think it's going to be super-duper fun, so I am indeed going to give it an up. Shout out to the guy that got really mad at me the other day and tweeted me saying, oh, when Miller's live, he's way more negative. It's called being jet-lagged. It means sometimes my energy comes across being less. When we got to the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, sometimes battle royals on TV, I think, are less fun than when you watch them live, because obviously they're trying to tell you stories on TV, so they make more sense. But I love a battle royal live because it's just crazy. To the point, I didn't know that when Omos eliminated himself, or so how it looked, with the Creeds, that this happened during a commercial break. So I go on my phone, like the mega nerd that I am, and I find this information out. Lots of people have asked me, do I think this was a mistake? Yes, I probably do. I don't think you have Omos come back as a surprise and have him fall out the ring by the Creeds. And actually, if you watch the footage, you can sort of see they pull the top rope down too far. And when you're 7'3", or whatever Omos is, you can't stop that. Your momentum is going to take you out. Now, it begs the question, was he going to win the thing, or was he going to get down to the final three? Because I like the fact that Bronson Reed won it. I did. And I also like the fact that it was Bronson Reed, Ivar, and Otis going all big man slapping man meat, especially this one part where they Ivar and Otis cross-bodied each other, and you heard the slap noise. I can't make it because my hands got stuff in them. It was great. It was awesome. Maybe a little disappointed that Ricochet wasn't able to win the thing. However, Ricochet got a nice old pop when he came out, and there were lots of boos when he was eliminated. So given that the last few weeks, I feel like the spotlight has been more on Ricochet, even though he did turn up on WWE Speed, which some people reacted to like, that's the worst thing that's ever happened. I like WWE Speed. I thought it was fun. Sounds like a drug. Who doesn't want drugs? Shouldn't have said that. Don't do drugs, kids. It's a terrible thing to do. But I think it all depends on what we do with Bronson Reed now, right? That's the key. In the past, like, I can't even remember who won last year's after the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. And even if I did, it was Bobby and Ashley. There you go. It didn't matter. It didn't make a difference. And I think we need to, I don't say you need to go this far, but some form of a title shot at SummerSlam or whatever, that maybe even Backlash if you want to do it, just so it gives someone that you want to push some momentum to head for someone else. However, I thought this was fun. There was an amazing part, I should point out, when Tozawa threw out JD McDonagh. They just ripped his t-shirt off, and Tozawa doesn't get enough love, so I'm going to give him some love. I'm going to give it up. And I totally get, again, people always say this, I'll go home, I'll rewatch the show, but they're live. I hope the fans came across too. I think they said there was 18,000 people in there. You could really hear them. I thought that was really fun. So, yeah, it's absolutely going to give it an up. We then had our first video of the night, because there were some videos. And this was the Karrion Kross versus Bobby Lashley stuff. I've told you the last few weeks, really, it's all fine and it's all good. But I definitely think we probably could be doing more with that kind of a stuff. And here Karrion Kross basically said, Bobby Lashley, I don't care that you weren't on WrestleMania last year. Now, they can make noise. It's fine. Make as much noise as you want. How you doing, Wigert? As a title.
What, of all time.
Be careful, though. If someone rolls you up, you have to give them that belt, remember? Don't forget that. Yeah, that's good. I like it. I like it. Man, they're serious about that title. I don't think it was a real one. But what am I even saying? That's the first time in ages I've lost my train of thought. What actually was I saying about that? But I don't remember. It's okay. It's fine. Whatever. Bobby Lashley's upset he wasn't on WrestleMania 39. Karrion Kross doesn't care. This is the point, really. I heard someone describe this really well the other day. A good story is like, this happened because this happened because this happened. Whereas this story is stuffed, well, this happened because something had to happen. So this happened because something had to happen. But it's a Philadelphia street fight, and it'll be all good as far as I'm concerned. Then you got all the Logan Paul stuff. Then we got our first, I call it, mini angle of the evening, in the sense Carlito is backstage and somebody dun 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 has taken out Dragon Lee. Now look, I'm not a betting man. I'd bet all my money I have that it was Carlito, and that when we I thought someone was shouting at me. People always shout at me. Yeah, see? This is my big thing, right? So what they're going to do is, we'll just speed through this so I actually tell you about it, because it all ties into the next match. It was Lina Vega versus Electra Lopez. Electra Lopez wins that after Dominic Mysterio cast distraction, cast interference, gave Zelina Vega this horrific choke bomb, by the way. Absolutely crushed her. And then just when it looks like Andrade has joined Legado del Fantasma, he turns around, he joins the LWO. We then go backstage. Lina Vega's all happy because, of course, that ties into the past. Always like that when you get payoff for being a long-term viewer. But Carlito, who then has timed this terribly, right? Let's just take it as read that he did indeed attack Dragon Lee. He should have found Rey Mysterio straight away. Oh, Rey. Oh, no. He's beaten up. Pick me. But because Andrade had absolutely, yeah, Progress Wrestling, damn right. I competed there today. I didn't win, but I didn't lose. I think that Carlito now can be like, well, you screwed me once, which did happen last week, and now you screwed me again because you picked Andrade over me, and that means that Dominic Mysterio can get his WrestleMania win back, because of course Carlito can turn on Rey, Dominic can pin him, Dominic doesn't care. That sums up his character perfectly. I liked all of this if it goes in this direction, and Carlito has been so good in this role. I didn't even notice that he was upset last week. I was too busy writing notes going, why aren't these people more upset? So I look like a moron. It's getting an up. It was a good angle. I enjoyed it a lot. And if we do that, I think it gives you a nice twist at WrestleMania. Everybody will react. And again, we're building stories for post-WrestleMania 40. We made sure, well, we did that video the other day, so make sure you click it and then you can see what I'm talking about. You have to have things post-WrestleMania. Otherwise, we get the post-WrestleMania lull, which is something that people are talking about for a long old time. So like I say, it's definitely going to give an up.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This guy's slapping his head. You can walk into the frame should you want, my friend. There's no rules. I'm like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go over here. What's your name, my man? How you doing?
Oh, great. I'm great. I just came from the Hall of Fame.
You enjoy it? You had a good time?
I had a great time. Unfortunately, I can't stay for the whole deal, but because I'm going to the WrestleCon tomorrow. And
you need your energy.
I need some energy, yeah.
Exactly.
You don't have to apologize for that, man. It's your time. You spent your hard-earned dollars, didn't you? Yes, you did.
Yes, I did.
So you get to do whatever you want to do.
Paul Heyman opened the show. I'm glad I got to see his speech.
It was Wood, right?
Well, but Kano was also great.
Well, we had to make content, so we left before Born Nakano. But I'm okay. 7 out of 10 is what I say. Yeah. We then moved on to the Naomi versus Bianca Belair. The Naomi and Bianca Belair segment. Essentially, all they did is, how cool is Jade Cargill's entrance live, by the way? Genuinely, I said, you don't need to be good. I'm not saying she's not. That's not my point. But what I was saying is that when you have an entrance like that, you don't actually have to be good at wrestling, because kids will sit and go, oh my gosh, this is the greatest person that has ever lived. You have to go watch it live. I'm not trying to shill WWE tickets here, but you absolutely have to go and see it live. They just came out and said, we're going to beat Damage Control. And then they all pointed at the sign, because now what WWE has done is they realize that everyone takes the mick out of people pointing at the sign. So now they're making it all, oh, we nudge, nudge, we know what's going on. But it works. It makes me giggle because I'm a 7-year-old kid. But I just think these three together look awesome to the point they don't have to do anything and they still come across like awesome. So I'm going to give it an up. You then see Jey Uso in the back. That timed in perfectly. The yeet chance. They're not going to take over the what chance. You didn't do it, damn it. I wanted to yeet. They're not going to take over the what chance because the what chance are going to be around. They're going to outlive us all. I don't mean to be horrible to the people here, the people watching.
Come on,
We're going to die and people are still going to be doing what chance.
What?
No, we're not going to die today. We're not going to die today. I'm talking about the grand sphere of life.
What?
We will pass away and we will be reborn, but people will be still watching.
I'm from Canada. It can't happen.
You can't die because you're from Canada.
Yeah.
Dude, like, listen, man, I massively respect the faith you have in this system.
I love you too,
but
man.
I just need to tell you.
You got to come to Canada more often live more.
Live more in Canada.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, instead of being like,
can you do me a favor?
Donkey.
Take a science lesson and then we'll talk again. Deal. Give me a fist bump. Boom.
I will love you forever.
You're not. Well, you will because you are going to live forever. So at least we know that.
You love Simon.
Thanks, man. Oh, we're going to do a selfie. You're going to do a selfie live on a video.
There you go.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, dude.
Seen you 5 years ago. You still look the same, man.
I'll take that, man. I'm an old man now, so I appreciate that, dude. You paid to watch me. It's free.
Almost,
it's free on YouTube. Yeah. Just
almost, like
Haku in there. I was like, oh my god.
We got worried. We got worried when we saw Haku. We got worried.
Yeah.
Talk about dying.
Really,
oh my gosh.
I was like, holy shit.
I had a bruise for a week. Not even joking. We then had the new Catch Republic versus Grayson Waller and Austin Theory. I care. Don't you bring that negativity into my show, Nancy. But genuinely, I do admit it probably wasn't the right match for this kind of a show. But look, it had the ending that will tie into the tag team match in the sense that Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne won, but then the Judgment Day came in and they laid out everyone. And I would imagine they did do this because they are not retaining their tag team titles at the weekend. And if I would hazard a guess, because they're both SmackDown teams, I would imagine either Grayson and Austin or the New Catch Republic will win it. And listen, I'm going to die on this hill. This is the thing I'm trying to manifest into existence. Awesome Truth has to win one set of those belts, man. I need to see everyone going crazy for R-Truth. And so many people, including many people of what culture, like, I don't want to see that comedy ship. I do. I want to see it because I'm a goof. trophy guy. So I'm going to give that up as well. Really cool Bayley video, just kind of selling her idea that she needs her WrestleMania moment. When LA Knight, I kid you not, right? LA Knight's music hit, he comes out, he gets a mega pop, he just runs through all the catchphrases. He could have like just had a phone call conversation with a friend. I care. What are you doing shouting nobody cares? I care a lot. I care so much it hurts sometimes. But honestly, he just did the I don't want to call it generic because nothing about LA Knight is generic, but he just did the most LA Knight promo, but he got such a cool reaction and he was so over that I was like, there you go, see? Yeah. I was like, in that one moment, even if he had lost any spark, it just came back. I love LA Knight. And honestly, LA Knight and AJ Styles have got me into that feud. The home invasion stuff, all the LA Knight turning up last week to SmackDown, everything they did at WWE World, where they just started fighting in the crowd. I'm very, very excited for this. And it, of course, it is going to give it up. Bobby Lashley and his crew then responded to Karrion Kross's crew. They're having the street fight. When we had our main event, Jey Uso versus Solo Sikoa. And this was just a way to let you know, as we head into WrestleMania, that the good guys are on top. Jimmy Uso appeared magically from underneath the ring. He basically stops Jey Uso from winning. Then Solo Sikoa gets the win. And out comes Cody Rhodes. Out comes Seth Rollins. And this is the first time, and this is me being a little bit of a nerd, I've got a bit worried that Seth Rollins may actually turn on Cody Rhodes, because they made such a point. I thought it was nonsense. Two things have happened this weekend, right? Triple H said some very interesting things on the Pat McAfee show. I like to think it's a red herring. But here, they come out to Cody Rhodes' music and Seth Rollins is running behind. They leave to Cody Rhodes' music and Seth Rollins is just in the background. Do not do it, WWE. Don't break my heart. Don't do it to me. Don't put ideas in my head. However, once again, as soon as they played Cody's music, the place went absolutely crazy. I love it. Cody Rhodes is my favorite person on the planet. And of course it ends, like I say, good guy standing tall. We now roll in to the weekend. And as far as I'm concerned, this is my prediction. I'm sticking with it. I think The Rock should pin Cody Rhodes in the tag team match. I think Cody Rhodes should win the World Championship on Sunday. And that way, even if we can never do it, because Dwayne Johnson is too busy, I totally understand, WWE in their back pocket has a world champion that was pinned by The Rock. And in my dream world, we can get that match, because everything they've done is so good, I now want that more than The Rock versus Roman Reigns. Not that I don't want that, but The Rock versus Cody to me just has this amazing, never thought we'd do it, never saw it coming magic to it. So I am going to give it an up. Now look, have I been a little bit generous to that SmackDown? Yes, I have. But when you see these shows live in the building, it just makes you feel warm and fuzzy in your tum-tum. It just does. I feel privileged to be here. And of course, for those expecting the madness, tune in Saturday night WrestleMania. Tune in Sunday night WrestleMania. If you didn't see ups and downs post-WrestleMania 39, we almost got arrested because people were so mad that Cody Rhodes didn't win. We did. And they were drunk. So if he doesn't win for a second year in a row, someone's going to have to come. Don't just remember, it's just stupid wrestling and it doesn't matter. My mother's already not proud of me. She doesn't need a phone call from Philadelphia going, Mom, I really need some money. So let's not do that. It was a good show. I am going to give it an up. Of course, as always, leave me a comment below and let me, especially what you thought of SmackDown if you're watching it from home, because you would have a totally different perspective. Go and check out all the What Culture WrestleMania content. We've got a bunch of videos throughout the weekend. And if you are coming night one, night two, and Raw, find us. We'll be around. If it's this cold, the videos will be 8 minutes. And then we're going to roll home, which is not true. We'll be here for ages. Enjoy WrestleMania. That guy just stole my gimmicks, so and now I have to go sue him. Take care, my friends, and I'll see you soon. Woo! Woo! There you go, mini crowd. I take mini crowd.